the entire offense has key pieces, and people can make plays. So we have our hands full this week for sure.
Since you did play them last year, is it fair to say it's just a, I mean, a lot of the personnel is the same, but is it fair to say it's a completely different team in some way?
Yeah, I think in some ways, obviously, they're winning this year, and I think their coaching staff has done a great job of putting together and using the pieces that they have. Like I said, Gurley, right now, I think he leads the league in all-purpose yards. On the backfield, and Goff is not turning the ball over. He's playing really, really well. So this isn't a team we can overlook. This is going to be a big road challenge for us. So going forward, continue to work day by day and continue to break down this tape and see the goods and bads and see where we can maybe have an edge. But when it comes to Sunday, it's going to be a dogfight. Yeah, no problem.
I just jumped in, big boy. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
A lot of the same faces on that LA side, but a whole different coaching staff. So how do they look different, even though they may uniform-wise look the same?
I think efficiency-wise on the offensive side of the ball, they're statistically one of the best offenses in the league right now. And they have a lot of athletic pieces that can make plays. Obviously, Gurley, Goff. Obviously, I think Woods will be out with an injury, but their backups, I mean, they make plays and they take shots on the field. They're explosive. So I think going forward, we're just going to have to continue to break down this tape and see where we might have an advantage. And I think, obviously, stay over the top and not give up these big plays. We had troubles with explosive last week. So I think we just need to focus on the run game and focus on limiting explosives.
AJ, speaking of the time last week or even just the time in general that you've missed due to injury, what did you learn? You strike me as a guy that would learn both on and off the field.
I mean, it's tough being on the sideline, but I think the big thing is always being prepared and getting that extra time and tape. I had a lot of downtime in the film room, so being able to open up the film a little bit more than I usually do because of so much downtime. You learn things about our own team, do some self-scouting about myself in the weeks prior, and find out ways that I can improve, but also ways that we can improve as a defense. But I think we're doing a great job and continue to move forward. We still got how many games we got left? Six?
Yeah.
I think six games left, and then there's a playoff push. So there's still a lot of learning and a lot of improving to do before we get to that point in the season.
Whether it be you or Kenny or Marshawn, pieces change during the season due to injury. Mm-hmm. What's the secret, AJ, to kind of keep the same level of execution and performance, even though guys may have to step up and fill in for others?
Well, I think the big thing is during the week, coaches do a good job of mixing up the lineup. Whether it be us backers with a different DBs behind us or us with a different front in front of us, every piece and every guy, whether you can say the last man on the 53 or the first guy on the 53, you're getting rotated in, and I think there's a good mix of guys, so everybody feels comfortable with everybody and everybody's getting the same amount of communication, the same amount of work. So I think that's really key to see when guys go down like Marshawn did last week and have another guy be able to step up and perform at a high level. It's a big deal, and it will take us a long way.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving? What do you look forward to?
Oh, my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
You need to shoot out of my siblings in turkey.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I think obviously being with family, but obviously this time of year in the last 5 years is football on Thursdays. Be able to come in and actually work. I know most people don't like to work on the holidays, but be able to come in and still get our work in on Thursday with the staff and the players, and then be able to break off and go do our own thing. But in years past, we've had players having like almost a Friendsgiving. Basically, these guys on your team become your family. And if you don't have family close, everybody gets together, usually tries to have a meal together. And you get to know not only your teammates better, but your teammates' families. And then obviously you get to watch football too. So, I mean, it's just that time of year.